Our state representative for District 1, that's the northern big chunk of Escambia County, is Michelle Salzman. She's on the line right now. Michelle, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
It's a good day for Pensacola.
This is a huge day. We have all of the dignitaries are here. I mean, we got Jay Collins is here. We got you are going to be speaking at this event at PSC. We've got a, I mean, just there's it's a huge lineup for opening the Vet CV Foundation. Tell people what this is.
So the Veterans Resource Center, the Mission Next Center, is a vision I had a few years ago. I'd visited a military or veteran resource center in Central Florida with the First Lady and the Secretary, or they call me Executive Director of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs, and a bunch of people. We were traveling the state doing panels on veterans, and we just happened to go there for one of the panels. And I was like, I really like this facility. And they said, yeah, nonprofits can come in and use the space if they need so we can help veterans with issues they have. And I was like, I need one of these in the panhandle. So I told Hammer, which is the executive director, General Hartzell, I said, I need one of these in the panhandle. We have the largest military and veteran population in Florida right there, and we don't have one of these. And he said, well, I agree. You should do that. So for 3 years, we've worked on it, and we've kind of massaged the way we did it, and we changed how we were trying to do the lineup because, well, we were trying to make it the best way possible. And what we landed on was something that we have nothing like in the state of Florida. And from what I know, we don't have anything like it in the nation. It will be a one-stop shop for military active duty, their family members, or veterans or their family members. Basically, you just have to be a patriot. You can call in, you can go in through virtual online, or you can walk into this facility, and you will be assigned an actual case manager, a social worker, if you will. We're calling them patriot navigators. And basically, those guys are going to say, oh, you need a wheelchair ramp, or you need a claim done. We open up, we put you a file in this system, and then we connect you with a vendor that we have already approved and vetted, and we say, okay, this should provide that resource to you. And then we track all of that. We will be able to provide the metrics. It's in partnership with the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs, by the way, with the, all of the military installations. Those will be intricate partners as well. So that way, if an active duty military service member comes to us and says, I'm trying to buy a car or whatever, where should I go? Number one, we're going to connect them to Navy Federal financial resources. But number two, we're going to follow a certain protocol that the maybe NAS or Eglin or whatever installation has given us. So that way we make sure that whatever we tell that service member and their family, it's what the command wants them to have or the information they want them to know. So we don't get in the way of, you know, national defense. So it's a really, really unique thing. I can't tell you how excited I am about today. I've been shouting it from the rooftops for years now, and we're finally here.
Oh, that's great. And just to give a little sense of the scope of this thing and, you know, who's involved, speakers today at the event at PSC include Mama San, Captain Chandra Newman, Thumbs, Captain Ted Elkins, both commanding officers for NAS Pensacola and NAS Whiting Field. So obviously local military is very bought in on this. The Lieutenant Governor, Jay Collins, is going to be there. Nathan Boyles and you are all going to be there. And so the idea is, as I understand it, is a comprehensive resource for active duty and veterans and their families in order to find help for anything that might possibly be uniquely available to the veterans. So do I have the idea right? Is that what it is?
I think you did a good job. I was talking to my communications director. I've got all these smart people that help me do all kinds of things. And I spent like 30 minutes telling him everything you did, and he did exactly what you just did. He did like a couple of sentences, and it was. I said, "Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say."
So when people,
no, that's exactly it, and what makes. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just gonna say, like, when people go, it's at PSC, right? The actual physical structure is at PSC.
Yes, the Milton. So it's in Santa Rosa County, and that was intentional. We have a couple of military or veteran resource centers on educational campuses in my district, but obviously nothing like this specifically. But they don't have any at all in Santa Rosa County. So they have an AMVETS, they've got an American Legion, they've got a couple of veteran resource officers that help you file claims and stuff. but not a facility you can walk into, like nothing like what we had anywhere else. And that's where the biggest population is. So, I mean, not my district, but this is my problem. You know, veterans are near to my heart. Obviously, those are my brothers and sisters. So putting it in Santa Rosa County was critical for me as far as my vision of servicing veterans in the Panhandle, not just in Pensacola. So we put it at Pensacola State College, Milton campus, who didn't have anything like this. It's a massive building with a conference room. It's got an event space, an outdoor event space, several offices, and it's totally free to any nonprofit that wants to come in and say, I want to host a class. I want to do a fundraiser. I need to do meetings. I want to help do a veteran service claim, and I'm tired of going to coffee shops. Like, this will be the place where anybody that's servicing military veterans can go if you don't have a brick and mortar yourself.
Oh, man. So it's not just for, I mean, it is, of course, for the active duty and the veterans, but it is also an opportunity for the people who provide services to them to come in and have a place where they can connect, a meeting point, a central command site, a community center, or whatever you want to talk about. And I love the idea that, you know, case management, too, because, you know, there are so many resources out there, but if you don't know how to latch hold of them, then what good do they do you? And so it sounds like part of the core idea here is, here's what can be done to help. Let's help you get connected with the things that you might not know how to connect with, right?
Exactly. And it also helps us vet the organizations and understand what's happening. So the number one goal is to eliminate veteran suicide, if I'm being frank. We have too many former military service members that are committing suicide every day. And it's about giving them access to what they need to get them before they get to the breaking point. Your roof is collapsing on you. You need a roof. Let's find an organization that does grants or loans. Let's partner you with Navy Federal and get that low interest rate. Let's figure out how to help you as a person so that you don't get to the point where your roof collapses, you're homeless, you feel, you know, completely hopeless, and now you're with a gun in your mouth. Like, it really does start with, you know, it's a ripple effect. You have one tragedy after another, and it puts somebody in a dark place. So the idea of providing all of these resources to the veteran also will let us say, okay, we had 100 veterans apply for wheelchair ramps, but we never knew that we had that many veterans that needed a wheelchair. Obviously, we need to do better in that capacity. And part of the Mission Next Center will be fundraising for these organizations. So we'll have a pot of money. And so if you are a nonprofit and you provide equine therapy, and we have referred 100 people to you, and you only ever service 25, and you are way over capacity, you don't have the money to feed the new animals or buy the new horse or whatever, you can come to us and say, hey, Mission Next Center, I love this opportunity, but we are out of resources. And we can say, okay, Mission Next Center board, the Equine Center is applying for this much more money to continue operations through our services. And then we can help provide them with some additional dollars. So the idea is not just to take the resources and connect the veterans, but also try to fill the gaps as we learn where the gaps are. And because we are being so data-centric, we will be able to analyze what the immediate needs are, what the most needs are, and then we as a state partner and as a federal partner, we can figure out how we can fill those gaps and help these nonprofits provide those services to the veterans as they come in.
Hey, more is better. If the veterans are getting, you know, things through this that they are not already able to find easily, or, you know, whatever. And as you say, at the end of the day, if it helps keep them alive and help solve their problems, it sounds like a great thing. Again, the event is, this morning at 9:30. Is that right, Michelle? Up in Milton
it
at
is.
The
9:30.
I know. I will not be able to go, but I'm sad I'm going to miss it, because some of my favorite people are going to be there. You and
I know
Thumbs
Jay is such
Mama-san,
a good friend.
And Jay yes, Collins, yeah, yes. All of these folks.
Oh, Mama-san. We went to Mama-san for a meeting. It was supposed to be 30 minutes. We were there for over 2 hours. She was just going through. She said, you got to be with these people. She saw the vision immediately. Mm-hmm. And was on top of it like you would not believe. And she's like, we're going to get all the installations in here. And, I mean, it was so great to see that she wanted to embrace the center as another opportunity to touch her military service members and family. So it's going to be a great event. Come on out at 9:30 today. We'll be happy to see you.
And it's not, you're not reinventing the wheel. Like you said, this is something you've seen done elsewhere, and that's why you've seen it work elsewhere. So let's try it here. Michelle Salzman, our state representative for District 1 in basically the north three quarters geographically, maybe more than that, of Escambia County. Basically, well, I used to say it's above I-10, but like I live south of I-10 and you're my representative. So, you know, it's a lot more than that. Michelle Salzman, thanks so much for the time this morning. Thanks for what you're doing. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.